Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Joe Kuzma.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Steel City Underground podcast. My name is Joe Kuzma, and I am here after this little bit of a break from the holiday, flying solo. Don't worry, Brian has been let back into the country, and I'm assuming just because I spoke with him a little bit earlier that Flash Zach Celadonia has all 10 of his digits from fireworks and other shenanigans just the other evening, but I hope that everyone enjoyed their 4th of July weekend, had some fun, and you were safe, as we always try to promote at the end of the show. Going to try and bring you at least a little bit of fresh content, maybe something fun, as we're about 3 weeks out from the Pittsburgh Steelers training camp, players reporting, and finally getting to see some of the things we've been talking about put into action, and give us some more things to talk about, of course. So, just a few programming notes. We appreciate everyone's support out there, but somehow, some way, and we're working on this right now, for our Spotify listeners. Yes, if you're following us on Spotify, you may be doing so from one of two different places. So what we would like to ask each and every one of you out there is maybe go back and follow the other feed, because one of those might not be around for much longer. So we're going to see, and we may have some other tricks or surprises up our sleeves, but I'll get to those when we can get to those. And of course, we'll be back next week with hopefully our regularly scheduled programming. We may even have something else coming at the end of this week. I can't speak for certain on that. And the best I could say is at least my voice is coming back. Hopefully I don't have all of the coughing and everything that I've been dealing with the last couple of weeks. Jeez, oh man, just can't kick the hairballs. So apologize if we've had some problems. We've had the technical things with Brian in Austria, via Czech Republic, via wherever else he was in Europe. He was just a traveling fool. I wish I could have teased him a little bit and told him to ride his bike. Now he's doing the bike thing because, of course, you know, as you get older, I'm headed there too, so it's no ageism or anything against my brother from another mother. Man, the joints just don't hold up, so the whole running on the road, I've been there, and I think my odometer may actually be higher in some cases than even Mr. Roach over there, so I just wanted to tease him. Maybe he could have went like biking all the way across Europe or something, see him in the Alps or something. That would have been pretty silly. We'll talk some more too. There's a lot of nonsense that's floating around in Pittsburgh Steelers land as people need to come up with ideas such as Deontay Johnson and whether or not he's going to get a contract and everything like that. And rather than just spout off about that myself, I'm going to wait until Flash and or Brian can opine with me. So today I wanted to do something a little more fun. As hopefully, a little bit of a note for those of you that are listening, Steelers training camp, they're doing tickets this year. And it's just it's like the same setup if you've been going to games as of recent. Everything's digital now. You're going to need to have it on your phone. It's done through Ticketmaster. No charge to go to St. Vincent College. The Friday Night Lights back on this year at the high school there in Latrobe. That is its own animal. You're going to have to pick up tickets. I guess they have them at the gate. The last time this was held, of course, the last time I was there, what would that have been? Probably 2019, because it was canceled. I always get confused because the COVID-19 thing means 19, but we still had some of these fun things in 2019. 2020 is when all the fun got canceled. And of course, the Steelers haven't been at St. Vincent for the last 2 years. I was too upset about that. It was kind of cool in the stadium setting, but I don't think it's the most efficient way to practice for the Steelers. And we've got a lot of storylines to cover as we go out there. But if you haven't gotten your tickets, they're free of charge. Head on over on the Steelers website. I believe you can find them on Ticketmaster just by searching too, but it might be one of those goofy event things that's kind of hidden, secluded there. So take a look, make sure you get your tickets reserved. I'm not sure that they have an actual cap or limit on it. I'm not sure what the process is for that this year, or if this is kind of like one of those post-pandemic world type situations where everything has been changed. I just want to make sure that anyone that shows up, they've also bumped it up too. Practice has been bumped up about an hour. So it's 1:55 versus it used to be 2:55. Really, they kind of warm up, get moving, 3:15, something of that nature, right? So they're playing a little bit earlier in the afternoon now than they had almost high noon. It's really hot at 2 o'clock, man. I don't know. I'd rather do it in the evening, but I understand there's all kinds of other things. People have to get their workouts in. You got to get your proper nutrition, your meals, et cetera, et cetera. So you got to plan all these things around being a well-centered athlete too. And being a well-centered fan means there's games to look forward to on the schedule. We've gone through the schedule a little bit and not a whole lot. Haven't declared that the Steelers are going to win every game like we usually do every year and which ones, but I've got certain ones that I've earmarked as maybe most anticipated. And I also have my own personal favorite, which is not part of this list, which I'll also include just because I like the app. Let me get a little bit of my coffee there. And we're set to go. Most anticipated games on the Pittsburgh Steelers schedule for 2022. And as I hack away at the Steelers website here, I'm actually really anticipating the preseason. And I anticipate it more than others. I usually at least get to one of these games. It's a little bit of a travel schedule for everybody involved. Seattle's got to come to Pittsburgh. A little more awkward than usual. You would usually have maybe like the Eagles, but they're on the regular season schedule. They're a close trip, as are the Carolina Panthers. Neither of those teams on the preseason schedule here, but the Steelers now, remember, the preseason last year was truncated down to only 3 weeks, 3 games. Steelers had an extra one because of the postponed Hall of Fame game last year, so they actually played 4. They would have been on the docket for 5 had they played those preseason games that were all canceled in 2020. So no such thing here, but they do have 2 preseason home games, much to the delight of season ticket holders who get to pay for these things, such as myself. So we'll see which ones to get to. Of course, they schedule one on my daughter's birthday, so it's either going to be a birthday gift or it's going to be some kvetching going on between family members and whatnot that aren't, you know, bleeding black and gold like I am. But I am looking forward to that very first game. Everyone's going to want to see who's starting. Probably Mitch Trubisky, right? Seattle Seahawks. Evening game in Florida at Jacksonville. And then on the 28th, a 4:30 Sunday game. It's just, it's kind of rotten if you're traveling over and you're stuck with a preseason ticket. So especially when it's not, I don't know what dress rehearsals are anymore. I would assume maybe that the Steelers play more of their players, probably since they have a third home game now. In that final, or for preseason, right? They have that third game, the second one's at home, that final one's at home. I would think they play more of their players because you saw like last year, they played Carolina. They didn't play like anybody. And Carolina did play some of their guys. But Mike Tomlin doesn't have like the same luxury this year of knowing Ben Roethlisberger's his de facto starter, right? You may have, in some cases, people think it's a 2-way quarterback battle. In some cases, I think it's a 3-way quarterback battle. In some cases, I still go back and revert to what the other people think, a 2-way quarterback battle. But I don't have Kenny Pickett in that 2-horse race. I have it between Mitchell Trubisky and Mason Rudolph. So we'll see how these players perform. And of course, when you're playing, you know, Seahawks, they're kind of in a rebuild type of mode too. The Jacksonville Jaguars have like no identity, and the Lions are coming around. I think the Lions will come around despite their record last year. I think they have a solid foundation to build upon at least. So it'll be interesting to see with those quarterbacks when they play and who they play against when it comes to the talent level. But certainly neither of those three teams are incredibly deep with talent once you get out of the starter pool. And some people are saying that about the Steelers too, and we'll have some more to say about that. Of course, we already covered all of the positions, all those position battles. So if you hadn't had a chance to jump on over to steelcityunderground.com or take a look at some of the archives that we have here with the podcasts, have a look. Myself and Brian covered who was on the hot seat last season. And we finished up myself and Flash with the secondary, of course, last week too. So some catching up if you missed us during the holiday weekend or the extended holiday weekend. Now, my first, I think I have 5 on the entire list. There's 17 games. Should I pick more? Yes. Should I pick less? Fewer? Yeah, I don't know about that. Like we really, I don't know. It becomes subjective. So these are the ones that I think stands out, and it's really kind of crazy because right out the gate, the Steelers have to travel to Cincinnati and play the Bengals. And yes, this is the low-hanging fruit. It's the first game of the season. It should be It should be anticipated, but it's probably more anticipated than usual because, number one, the Bengals, of course, just having played in the Super Bowl, having won the AFC North. Now their fans, they sold out of their season tickets. They sold out of season tickets, or at least that's what they're publishing, their press releases, that they no longer have season tickets available. You used to be able to buy these tickets like right up, right into game day, right on the same day, actually, and find them. And now we've got some Bengals fans that are excited and are going to pack the place. And of course, you know, this isn't like 6 weeks in where the Bengals could be like 1-5 or 2-4. Not to say that they're going to like just collapse. You know what I mean? They have talent there. They're going to be a competitive team to face. But this is much like a couple of years ago. Steelers had to open twice on the road against Cleveland, at Cleveland. And not only is it a divisional game, but in that same aspect, you know, you didn't know who the Browns were just yet. So there's excitement, there's a fervor, and everybody's trying to sell their ticket for 3 times, 4 times more than what they're actually valued at. So it's going to be a hot ticket. It's going to be an anticipated game. Everybody anticipates. You're going to want to know who that starting quarterback is. And of course, September football with the Pittsburgh Steelers can be ugly. Let's not kid ourselves. It has always been ugly. So kind of anticipating, how is this going to come together? Are they going to just fall on their face? Will the Bengals smack them around like they did last time when they made the trip to Cincinnati? And really, you know, the Bengals sweeping last year, obviously their fan base has a lot to be excited about. I'm not going to necessarily down their fervor. I'm going to use that word again. I kind of like it. So tickets are flying off the shelves. It'll be a packed house. It'll be a sellout. There's no doubt about that. That's got to be the top one, the top one overall, because it's the first game. We're going to see who the quarterback is. And if it's a new face, I mean, no matter who it is, if it's Mitch Trubisky, what's Mitch Trubisky going to do in a Steelers uniform? Well, let's find out. And you're going to have a couple preseason games to maybe look at some crappy football to make some determinations that aren't going to carry over necessarily into the regular season with the full slate of starters. Like, for example, I don't expect Mike Tomlin to run the wheels off Najee Harris in the preseason. Like, if I'm them, Najee's getting 5-8 carries, and okay, go get some splinters on your rear end, young man. Go sit on the bench and take a rest, get some water. So that's the way I'm feeling. I don't know. Can he pick it? If he's a rookie, how much is he going to get hassled? How much kind of pressure is that? Those fans, they feel entitled. They think that they should be finally win a Super Bowl. I mean, look how long it took them, 30 years, to win a playoff game. You gotta put yourself in those shoes, and then you put yourself in the enemy territory, you put yourself in Kenny Pickett's shoes. I don't know. Does Mike Tomlin put him in there? Does he play that far above Trubisky or Rudolph? Yeah, Rudolph's the starter. Everyone's going to be crapping their pants that don't know any better, and he could surprise. Or, again, like I just said with Trubisky, could fall flat on his face. It's all over the place. Obviously, a quarterback-driven league, and Joe Burrow, the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, going to drive the league through the future. Said that when he was drafted. So he certainly has some firepower around him. As we're going into this, week two is one of my anticipated games as well. And for that reason, the last time these teams faced each other, you've got the old guard of coaches, right? You've got Mike Tomlin and Bill Belichick, who are two of the longest tenured, maybe the longest tenured. I'd have to see where Pete Carroll is. Of course, with one team, Andy Reid's been around for a little while too. And Mike McCarthy jumping back and forth down now with the Cowboys, formerly of the Packers. But last time these teams faced each other, Ben Roethlisberger, if you remember, he played this game. Steelers got like a whole 3 points. They got smacked around. Dante Moncrief couldn't catch the football. And then that was Ben's only game in 2019. He ended up getting injured. And these teams look incredibly different than they did then. Now you've got second-year player Mac Jones. It could be a storyline of quarterback, young quarterback versus young quarterback. Up until the Cam Newton thing happened with his COVID test and everything last season, I think Cam Newton was probably in line to be Bill Belichick's favorite. Be a starter there. And when that happened and he had to sit and they saw what they had with Mac Jones, now he's the starter. Does the same kind of situation play out with Kenny Pickett? I mean, we're going to have to wait and see, but that could be another storyline, not just Tomlin and Belichick, but maybe Pickett versus Mac Jones. Got to be an anticipated game. And let's not forget, this one's being played as the Heinz Field opener. Once again, no week one opener for 8-9 seasons in a row now. Feels like 30 of them. Feels like they haven't had an opener there since the building was opened. And it drives me a little crazy. I mean, would it really hurt the NFL to give the Steelers like some good weather games every now and then? I mean, it just means when they don't have that first one there. Yeah, it might mean week two, they're on the road. They probably would be anyways. But, oh, man, it would be nice to just have one. September 11th, the opening there. I got to go over to week three on the schedule. Cleveland Browns, short week. This one should be anticipated for a number of reasons. Cleveland Browns fans have never had a stomach for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So if they were already going to be rowdy and they feel they're going to be competitive again, maybe that's because of the Deshaun Watson trade. We'll see if he ends up playing. They just traded away the other guy that they had high hopes for, Baker Mayfield. That ship sailed pretty fast. Just getting traded over to the Carolina Panthers, still paying part of his salary this year. What a dumpster fire, if I might say so. And you know, as far as the Cleveland Browns are concerned, you really don't know who their quarterback is going to be going forward. Are they going to have Deshaun Watson this season? Will he be there for week three for this game? It's a short week. It sets up the Steelers for failure, especially if they have a rough time with the Bengals and or Patriots, which I anticipate they will. As we said before, September is the new preseason. There's lots of ugly football to be played. Steelers could be 0-3 at this point. I mean, that's just the reality of it. I would hope not. And we know that they turn it on and turn it around, but this will just feed the narrative of Mike Tomlin won't have his first losing season, yada, yada, yada. The Cleveland Browns are going to be hungry. They're going to be playing at home. It's two AFC North divisional games, both on the road within the first 3 weeks of the season. You have the last time that the Browns came to Pittsburgh. A lot of those players are still on the roster, unlike how they've had their rosters built in the past. And they have a very bad taste in their mouth from getting shellacked in the farewell Ben Roethlisberger game, not to mention getting swept last season and not making the postseason and not living up to their aspirations. But again, quarterback-driven league. What's going to happen here? It could be Mitch Trubisky versus Jacoby Brissett. This could be Kenny Pickett versus Deshaun Watson. It could be Mason Rudolph return revenge game up against Myles Garrett. Larry Ogunjobi might be out there playing too. It's going to be a lot of fun. You see the anticipation that I have for this one. It's hard as I go through the rest of the schedule to have maybe the same exact fervor as I have for some of the other games. Like, for example, you know, you go over, we're here week four, New York Jets at home. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot to say about that. The Buffalo Bills, week five. I mean, you could anticipate that. That's been almost like a yearly running or series now between the Steelers and the Bills, the way they've fallen as far as divisions playing each other, records and whatnot. You never know. Mitch Trubisky revenge game because he played with Buffalo last year. I mean, but I don't have the same anticipation at Buffalo. Ah, man, why has it got to be at Buffalo? I'll tell you the one cool thing is, for most of these games, I think, with the exception of Miami, and I'll talk about Miami and the Dolphins game later being played down there in Florida, that's the furthest trip. I want to see some of you hit the road. You can make it there. You can get to Atlanta pretty easily. It's a nice, short, cheap flight, especially if you're coming out of Pittsburgh, just about anywhere. Atlanta is a huge hub. Philadelphia, you can get to Philadelphia, right? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking a lot of these games, it's like, you know, there's not any like West Coast trips or anything built into this schedule this year. Everything's on Eastern time. So I'm down. Tampa, they have to come to Pittsburgh this year. Tom Brady against who? He's not playing Ben Roethlisberger. At least he didn't retire and take Ben's spot with the, should be a first ballot Hall of Fame. Could have even bumped Ben off a first ballot, which would have been totally ludicrous, by the way. Week seven, Sunday, October 23rd, Sunday night football at Miami. I'm looking forward to this one. A little bit of a personal note here. I'm a Hard Rock Cafe nut. And for some reason, I have not made my way down to Hard Rock Stadium in Miami yet. I have been to the Hard Rock Cafe in Miami. I own something like 45 or 46 Hard Rock Cafe shirts, a couple duplicates, a lot of places that have closed down. It used to be like everywhere. Like Cleveland doesn't have theirs anymore. Pittsburgh has theirs. Cincinnati now has a casino and cafe because they moved the casino that was in Cleveland. Cleveland had like two. They had Northfield Park, et cetera, et cetera. I'm headed down to Hard Rock Stadium. I'm getting some merch. I'm going to get a t-shirt or something. They got to have something. Yankee Stadium has one. That was really cool too. So I'm looking forward to it for that reason. October, it's a few days before my birthday. Great weather. Should be a nice, easy trip. Expensive ticket though, I believe. Expensive ticket. So we'll see. The Steelers are going to have to boomerang back around and play another road game right after that in the afternoon against the Philadelphia Eagles. And I've had this one earmarked on the schedule for a very specific reason. If you know anything about your history between these teams, the Philadelphia Eagles have the Pittsburgh Steelers number when they play in the city. Why do they call it the City of Brotherly Love? I think everybody there has been, right? Except for Rocky Balboa. That's always great. If you've never been, Philadelphia is a really great town. Liberty Bell, Rocky statue, all kinds of cool stuff, beautiful stadiums. I'm hoping to make it out there. I wouldn't have minded this one being a little bit earlier. I need to get out to see a Phillies game. Another little personal note there, but I hit all these ballparks. Been to quite a few major league ballparks. But the Steelers, they haven't won in Philadelphia since October 24th, 1965. It kind of feels like the last time Marquise Pouncey pictured here played with the team. That's not true, of course. I'm going to see if the Steelers can finally snap that streak. I don't know what their season's going to look like 8 games in already. Is Mike Tomlin going to turn this ship around? Is he going to be facing like a sub 500 record? Where are the Eagles at necessarily? They're kind of in a transition. They're kind of like equal footing. They were that other team, that seventh seed playoff spot last year as well. Is Jalen Hurts their quarterback of the future? You're going to have a lot of like common storylines there. It's everyone always tries to make this like the interstate battle of Pennsylvania too. I mean, that's there, but that's kind of nonsense. It's dumb. I hate when I hear that about the Battle of Ohio twice a year because they're in the same division, Cincinnati and Cleveland. That's really dumb. But the Steelers have really, they've only played in Philadelphia twice the entire century. And there was a 15-6 loss in 2008, of course, the drubbing 34-3 in 2016. It's not good. So we're going to have to see if the Steelers can win their first game since October 24th, 1965. That's really rough. Week 8. They don't play the Eagles very often for this, quote, Battle of Pennsylvania. This one's on the schedule. I believe this is a common opponent with the NFC, is that added 17th game to the 17-game schedule where you play someone in the same, that finished the same as you have or as the Steelers have. The previous season, which would make a lot of sense with the Eagles being that seventh seed out of the NFC, like the Steelers were in the AFC. One more note for anticipation here, though. This is right ahead of a bye week. And what that really could transpire here is are the Steelers, I don't know if the Mike Tomlin will, 8 games in, be juggling quarterbacks at this point. Does he stick with one of the veterans? Unless somebody gets hurt. I don't see him juggling Trubisky or Rudolph. If Pickett's in there, I don't think they would ever pull Pickett for any reason. No matter how good or bad he plays, he's got to get that time. But I am still an advocate of sitting the rookie, let him watch under the learning tree for a year and get his, earn his stripes, earn his dues with the NFL, get his feet wet a little bit. But following this, the Steelers have a bye in week 9. And this could be the game where everyone's talking, okay, hey, Mitch, if you're not up to snuff here, you're losing your job for someone else, whoever that someone else might be. If Mitch wins it, let's say Mason Rudolph wins it by, I know everybody think all the underdog, all odds against him will even be on the team. Even if he's not on the team and they get rid of him, and then it's just Trubisky and Pickett and Oladokun is not getting on the field unless there's some extraordinary circumstances. So this bye week, right smack in the middle of the season, is like high time for the Steelers to maybe switch gears. And we saw the Ravens started really poor back in 2018, back when, let me see, I'm trying to see how many, what their record was. and how many games they had played before they sat Joe Flacco for Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson was kind of more of a gimmick player. Was it 2018 that they finally got Lamar Jackson some action? Yes, he started 7 games. And his team ends up turning around. They played the Steelers. That's right. They played the Steelers at home in Baltimore. They had lost 3 straight games. They had actually lost, they had won 1 of their last 5, losing to the Cleveland Browns in overtime, if you remember that, 12-9. That would be the Browns in 2018, 7-8-1. They still weren't that great of a team. They had had 4 overtime games that year. It's still crazy to look back on all those games they played. But the Ravens, they switched gears that bye week. They went over to Lamar Jackson, and they would only lose 1 game to the Kansas City Chiefs in overtime, mind you, of their next 7. They went 6-1 to finish 10-6 and win the AFC North and make the postseason. So just giving you kind of an idea what kind of impact maybe the rookie could have. I know the rookie got the play, but the rookie didn't start the season. This could be a turning point when you take a look at week 8 with the Philadelphia Eagles transpiring into week 9 and then over to the New Orleans Saints. Now, I'm not going to say there's a actual change or we know a change is going to happen for certain, so I can't mark the home game against the New Orleans Saints as must-see TV in week 10. All these games are 1 o'clock, by the way, unless they're a primetime game, meaning Sunday night or Monday night football. And I don't have the rest of these really. This isn't on my radar just yet. I mentioned my personal favorite was the Dolphins, so I'm not counting that in this number. It's going to be a while before we have another one that I think is anticipated. I mean, the Cincinnati Bengals, that's a Sunday night game at home in Pittsburgh. Then the Steelers travel to Indianapolis, kind of a short trip. Maybe after they have the turkey and stuffing, November 28th for Monday Night Football, they come back around and go to Atlanta down there in Georgia. And we'll see what the Falcons are like. The Falcons weren't necessarily, I don't think they have on paper, one of the more talented rosters in the NFL. And where are they playing, Marcus Mariota or Desmond Ridder by week 13? We don't know. Maybe the Steelers can collect themselves. Maybe this will start getting them in the right direction. We know that they always play the Baltimore Ravens real tough, but still December football. I'm not saying that that's must-see TV. I'm not saying it for week 15 at Carolina either. Another short trip. They get to go play the Panthers. We'll see what their team looks like as well. This is the one you need to mark on the calendar, and this is Christmas Eve night game. December 24th, week 16, inviting the Las Vegas Raiders into Heinz Field. And hopefully having a repeat. Maybe it won't have to come down to this last second heroics with a guy named Harris. Got Najee Harris? He had Franco Harris. Looking forward to Franco being in the building for the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. And that one's going to be on NFL Network. Make sure, it does say NFL Network. So make sure, another programming note, folks, these Thursday night games have moved over to Amazon Prime as well. So I think if you're in the local market, you're still going to get the broadcasts like you do with a lot of the other premium games. But everyone else, you're screwed. So make sure you have the means to be able to watch. I know you're going to be watching. I'm hoping to be in the building there as long as I don't tick off any people. I mean, at night, I didn't get my other stuff done during the day. You know what I mean? Then Santa could visit when I get home. That's the way it's going to work. And hopefully Santa brings a good gift here. But by week 16, though, the reason I'm earmarking this isn't just the anniversary. We're going to see how good or bad the Steelers are. The Raiders are expected to be a team that competes. Now, the AFC West is going to be just, they're going to cannibalize each other. Russell Wilson over the Denver Broncos, the Chiefs being who they've been. The Raiders, they've got some changes. They've got some things going there with their new coach. And we'll see with Derek Carr. And they made a lot of moves in the offseason. And you're also, who's my other team? I'm looking at the Chargers doing the same. Khalil Mack. So we'll see. There's those teams might be at this point. The Raiders might need a must win in Pittsburgh when Pittsburgh actually is going to be pumped up to play for something, even if they're a 3-win team at this point, which I don't anticipate the Steelers falling off of a cliff. But there's more to come on that. Me and Flash are going to have some things to say. Me and Brian are going to have some things to say about that. I'm trying not to chew too much off the bone, leave some meat there for our future episodes. Like, comment, and subscribe, please, and thank you. That was week 16. That is, again, that's the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, just in case I hadn't mentioned that. And I do think that these teams will be vying, maybe both of them. They're going to need like a conference game or a win here late in December to stay in hopes of playoff contention. So I have one more. Or no, I don't have any more. I do not. I did not earmark anybody else, I don't think, on this entire thing. So we'll just give you a little shot of Najee Harris. Hopefully he can repeat some of that magic. This was the opening game for the Steelers at Heinz Field in week 2 of last season. That didn't turn out the way they would have liked. Some injuries transpiring. TJ Watt not on the field full time. Hot day. Henry Ruggs, if you remember when he was playing, he unfortunately had that whole DUI incident and out of the league now, but was supposed to be an upcoming player and just torched the Steelers for that one score. And that's all she wrote, man. That's kind of sad, but how that turns out. But the final two games on the schedule, I didn't earmark either one of them. I really don't know how the Steelers season will play out to say that I'm that excited to see them play at Baltimore on New Year's Day. And the to be determined, of course, for competitive balance, Steelers do get to host a home game against the Cleveland Browns. That used to be the final game every year for a few years, for a longer, long period of time, actually. And I like the division setup. You start really early with those two out of three division games. You end with two division games. So maybe the Steelers, if they have that rough September that I always predict that they will, find themselves, they may be able to compete, find a playoff spot, or at least play spoiler to the Ravens and or Browns at the tail end of this thing. And who knows? I don't know what's going on with Deshaun Watson. Does he get a year? Does he get more than a year? Does he just get like six games or something, like a reduced penalty, and then he ends up coming to Pittsburgh for that final game, and you have a whole different dynamic because the Steelers, maybe they change quarterbacks at the bye week, or maybe they just give a start at the very end of the season and say, well, screw it. We're already out of this thing. Kenny Pickett's going to be the starter. There could be some anticipation there, but as I'm looking at that now, 3 weeks out from training camp in June, I can't say that I'm anticipating that so much. So once again, just to follow up the games that I was anticipating, the first three of the season, of course, the low hanging fruit against the Bengals on the road at Paul Brown Stadium, hosting the New England Patriots week 2 at Heinz Field, heading on up to the Mistake on the Lake week 3 to face the Cleveland Browns on a short week, Thursday Night Football. Bing, bing, bang. It's going to tell everybody they're going to be talking through November until the Steelers really show everybody who they are. And maybe they show, maybe they start out 3-0. You never know. They could surprise us. I think the defense will be good. And I heard Kurt Warner the other day even saying if Mason Rudolph, he has the same opinion that I do. He thinks that Mason Rudolph, even if he ended up being a starter, he didn't discount him. But he said any of the three quarterbacks the Steelers have, maybe they have a little more to give, with all due respect to future Hall of Famer Ben Roethlisberger, being 39 years old, banged up, other problems, transition to a new offensive coordinator, maybe not as mobile, maybe some other pieces and parts around the field. George Pickens. You never know what can end up happening. So it's going to be quite exciting. Week 8, right before the bye at Philadelphia. All the anticipated games on the road, except for the final one that I have on my list. Well, I did have the home opener, but that Immaculate Reception anniversary on Christmas Eve, primetime football, that is going to be a really, really cool thing to observe. And if you remember, man, those Christmas weekends, how could you forget the Immaculate Extension as part of that? I still have a place in my heart for Antonio Brown. It's a love-hate right now, but it's family, right? Family fights. Maybe we'll see what ends up coming back around to him. A lot of people believe Antonio Brown is the only wide receiver the Steelers ever felt like paying. I tell you that's false, and we're going to tell you all why that's false here in an upcoming episode, so stay tuned. Like I said, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Our Spotify subscribers, have a look and see where you're listening to us from and which feed. And just keep an eye and monitor that in case it ends up disappearing when they merge these things together. Just want to let everybody know that so you don't lose us. You don't want to lose us. We don't want to lose you either. But we got problems. We got to fix those problems. I'll make sure we get down to the bottom of that. My name's Joe Kuzma. We love all of you. Thank you for supporting the platform here. Hope you had a good holiday weekend. Wish I could have got a little bit more out to you earlier and sooner, but a little bit of a hangover, and we avoided any mishaps with the fireworks, at least that I know of along our team here. So until next time, we do encourage everyone out there to be safe, be good, and we'll catch you later.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.